and welcome to the Leisurelink podcast. I'm Joe.
I'm Kush.
And how have you been, Kush?
I've been okay.
What, is there anything that you're looking forward to that's coming up?
I'm looking forward to the football season starting again.
Oh, brilliant. So did you watch the Euros?
Yep, I watched the Euros.
What did you think of it?
Not very good. Disappointed.
Yeah, same here. But I did feel that England did their best, though.
Yeah, they did. They tried.
Yeah, they did. But it is what it is. What have you been up to recently, Kush?
I've been up to play football. Did the Elfie salad course.
Is that the summer salad course?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you elaborate more on that, please?
Making Elfie salad dishes.
Oh, brilliant! And is that being run by people with learning disabilities?
Yes.
Oh, right. That's good. Well, I've been to Hayling Island near Portsmouth, and what we've been doing is that we went on the beaches there, and on the piers. It was lovely. We went to Portsmouth a couple of days, and we went to Poulton's Park, which is a theme park near Portsmouth, which was brilliant, and we've been doing some swimming as well, and I've been doing some exercising recently, which I've really enjoyed. That's what I've been up to recently. Okay, we should get started with the show now. So Kush, who are you interviewing today?
I am interviewing people from Moss and the artist with people doing the disabilities.
And we will be hearing from Club Soda musician Theo about his latest projects.
This is the Leisurelink podcast. The Leisurelink podcast!
Hi, Joe here. Hello and welcome back again to the show. And now we have an interview for you. In this interview, Kush spoke to Angela from Moss. Moss stands for Makers of Stuff Squad. Angela has been with Moss for 10 years, where art has played an important role in keeping her positive over the past year. We hope you enjoy the interview.
Hi, my name is Kush. I'm joined by from Angela. Introduce yourself.
Hello, my name's Angela. I'm Bee Wind Youth from Moss. I've been going to Moss for nearly 10 years. When we all do art together and just lately, Lorraine started a knitting session as well, crocheting, just to make it a bit different. So we do different projects all the time, every week, and it's really fun. But because of lockdown, it hasn't been open 15 months, so we're naturally doing it online. So yeah, it's been really challenging, and we did it, and then they come up to our house. Jinnick's been bringing his stuff over, and we've been doing it online. It's a bit hard because I get a bit shy sometimes to talk online, but I've got used to it now. But it's really a lot of fun.
So what is Moss stands for?
Oh yeah, it's called Makers of Stuff Squad. That's what it stands for.
Okay. So how have you started, and how's the 10 years been?
Well, when I was very young, when I was 6 and a half, I was always interested in doing drawing, and at school as well, at my younger age years. So I've always been interested in it. And my friend Emma Staff, you know her, don't you?
Yeah.
She said they do turf, they're doing art. And so I started from that day and I finally enjoyed it. So yeah, it's been really good fun. Really relaxing as well. And now I'm starting knitting as well now. I've been knitting for a long time as well, making different stuff for people. So yeah, it's got busy now. Keep myself busy. Because it's very Roman therapy, isn't it? Art and drawing, painting, colouring, keeping yourself busy, especially because we've had lockdown and lots of, things have happened, didn't they, in the COVID-19, stuff like that. So got to keep yourself busy.
Yeah. So what's your favorite kind of type of art you created?
Well, I can't, I don't really know. We've done so many art play stuff and that I can't really remember, but I just love drawing or drawing objects or anything like that. Or if they ask me to do anything about history, I've been doing that as well and finding out about history from years ago, stuff like that. Things like that. I'm not interested in all that. So yeah, that's just basically anything we copy through or anything on the table or whatever she has to do, or draw each other's profile, like a photograph of ourselves in the mirror and draw ourselves, things like that. So yeah.
So how does most work, how the classes run?
Well, we have to get there. It's, well, we've been going different hours. It's like for 2 hours, it's like 2 till 4 or 4 to 6. So we all get there and they get the tables ready. Then we come in and they ask us if we want a coffee or a tea. So they make us a cup of tea, they put fruit on the table, and whatever project they're doing, they tell us about it. And then we get on and do it, and listening to the instructions and stuff like that. So, it's really busy. Then we have to tidy up after us as well. But they always ask if you want a cup of tea or coffee and give you a couple. So they really look after you and respect you. So yeah, it's really good. It makes me feel very happy and relaxed and very happy, and makes me feel really, really happy. So it just blocks off your problems, in your mind. So it makes me feel really happy, blocked from the outside world with what's going on in this world now. So that's how I shut my thoughts out, by doing drawing or colouring or art or stuff like that, or knitting.
So how does art make you feel?
Very, very happy and very exciting as well. It's just really nice and relaxing. I don't know, I just can't stop drawing. I just like it so much. Just like it. It just keeps me busy, and I'll set my art what I want to do, and I'll just get on and do it. But it just make me better and better. The more I do it, the more better I'll get in the future, And then also they were gonna try to sell our art as well in Moss as well, trying to sell it as well. Eventually, make some stuff and sell it.
Do you do any like exhibition shows?
Yeah, we do exhibitions and lots of projects and that we do all the time, yeah. But we are supposed to be making a film. I don't know what's happened about that.
That sounds interesting.
Push, do you do any art?
Yeah, I like a bit of colouring.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Because I know you go to college in that a lot, don't you? So you go to college like me, but you do different stuff to me, yeah. So you do that at home sometimes, do you?
Yeah, I do it.
That's good. Are you any good at drawing?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm learning.
That's good.
Have you got any great Moss memories?
Yeah, when we did a radio show in London, solo, and that was so good. They recorded you in a recording show, singing and stuff like that. It was really good. That was a really great memory. Yeah, it's very exciting as well. So I really enjoyed it. Ooh. Really challenging. They've not done anything like that before.
No.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, I can't remember, because I said that I want to do in September do stuff about Egyptian, Chinese pictures or Chinese flowers, stuff like that, glass painting, something different, making cards, Christmas cards, things like that, or selling our own cards and making them and stuff like that, selling them. So that's what I said for my next thing in September.
So what you would say to somebody who joined Moss?
I'd like to give them the number to ring up Jinnick and ask to go and see the place in Croydon, see their interest in that, and ask them to look around if they're really interested in joining with us or stuff like that. Or depends if they're interested or not, they can come and have a look. And Jinnick will show them around. So. Or Sky even, you know, whoever's there.
So what's your favourite thing to be part of Moss?
I like drawing and copying and stuff like that. My favourite thing is doing different projects or different subjects from different things that we do, or they might put the slideshow on and they show us different people got disability from other places, countries, showing us their artwork and stuff like that, and doing art from around the world and things like that, yeah.
Sounds good. So how did you keep creative during lockdown?
I did housework, I had a routine. I met my sister in Croydon for a little bit and came back again, but I had to wear a mask and stuff. Did knitting, drawing. I went for a walk and stuff like that to keep myself busy.
Did you find it art doing art work during the lockdown?
No, well, Jinnick sent me some stuff to do and I just did it and then sent it to her. So whatever she asked me to do, I did it and looked it up on Google and did the art drawings and stuff like that. So I didn't find it hard. Quite easy. Obviously, after lockdown being for 15 months or more, yeah, obviously you got used to it, didn't you?
So what your dream art project will be?
Drawing Chinese flowers from around the world. I'd love to do that in different countries.
Thank you, Angela from Moss.
Thank you, Kush. It's been a pleasure to be interviewed by you. Thank you very much.
Well, our listeners can find out more.
If you want to join us, go to the website turfproject.com/moss. Welcome to the Lesson League podcast!
The Leisure Link podcast.
Welcome to the music section of the show. We caught up with musician Theo, who makes the CDs and uploads all his music to YouTube and Bandcamp. He also makes all of the artwork that goes on his CDs. He says that he loves the music so much and just wants to make happiness. To play us out, we have one of his tracks called Destination West Africa. We hope you enjoy.
I am Theophilus Oluwafifomejai. I'm a performer. I played keyboard, drums, and guitars, and everything. I play mouth organ.
And that's your artist name, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my artist name. I write originally songs.
What kind of music do you do, Theo?
My music is, my influences is rock, like or band, some like David Bowie, Sting, Peter Gabriel, George Michael, Phil, Leonard, The Thin Lizzy, Boys Are Back in Town. And you know, he'd rather I love the feel me good artist. Jimi Hendrix. And any good time. Yeah, you know that was very messy. Including Rage Against the Machine. D.D. Sean Cobbs. And you know, my influences was very awesome. I'd be listening to my music like a funk and soul and jazz and Gregory Porter was very awesome.
What have you been doing during lockdown? What did you do?
I've been staying at home. I've been stay at home playing keyboard, filming by recording on flashback on last year, 2020. Last year was a terrible year. Yeah, I just did so good.
Yeah, it seems like you've been quite productive in that time.
Yeah.
You even made a song called NHS Heroes.
Yes, NHS Heroes was very good. Is a failure charts, and a non-album single is very awesome. And what we just probably do, we like to sing a good S originally. You said, ain't a chess, heroes. Ain't a chess, heroes. Ain't a chess, hero. Stay at home, save his lives.
Why did you get into being a musician?
Because I'm really excited. I got fans to do. I was trying to go to the live musical and the open mics back in 2016. I was just planning like on credits because all I want is to perform my own music and performing. Because all I want to book a live music alone or to perform for good. Because I've been waiting for X Factor is was cancelled. I was so sad in my life because I've been waiting for 10 years. The next year, 2022, is British Got Talent on if I'm ready to come. January, if that be possibly. Around London, they sign our application. I just gotta be very interested. It could be winning or it could be failure because we'll decide to enjoy in my life.
I was gonna ask you about your plans for the future.
If I'm waiting to go to Los Angeles to see Grammy Awards.
Wow, that's your plan for the future, is it?
Yeah, I just want for real because I went to Abbey Road Studios back in 2017. I film on my camcorder, and you know everybody films camcorder because since 2017 I just got to upload unofficial videos.
So talking about live performances, what do you think is your favorite gig so far?
Yeah, Fairfield Halls was awesome. And I love to perform around in church on Sunday. That was so very good. I start teaching me to play keyboard since when I was eight. My father teach me to play Technics keyboard. Yeah, look in my eyes. Don't look at the Kellogg's conflict like a horrible history. I was looking in my eyes to play my performing. And since when I was teacher, early days, I play keyboard and I play the drums. I was biting the things because my bit of it looks like disorder, but I'm not too kind of not to. Disorder. What a disorder looks like when I feel playing keyboard so much, because my brain was feeling audible because I have no idea why do they call like autism like goddamn autism, And he's a Fillion, you know, the famous celebrity with a guy like Susan Boyle, Stephanie Davis. I would just feeling of myself when I was planning my life.
How does music make you feel when you're making it?
I feel so good. Everyone wants to have a CD like on my Bandcamp. I just created on my good fans.
Can you tell us the web address?
It's Theophilus Oluwa Fife Homi Ajayi 7.bandcamp.com.
Fantastic. And can you tell us your YouTube? You've got an official YouTube, right?
Yes, Theophilus Official. Everybody, listen up. We're going to play the song Destination to West Africa. Destination to West Africa. Destination to West Africa. I want to go Obodo. I want to go Calabar. I want to go Iyo. I want to go Cardona. I want to go Jos. I want to go Port Harcourt. Destination to West Africa. Destination West Africa. Destination West Africa. Destination to West Africa. I want to go Enugu. I want to go Ado Ekiti. I want to go Benin City. I want to go Ibadan. I want to go Ore. I want to go any place. Travel and tourism, enjoy all the good places. Where fine to go? Destination to West Africa. Destination to West Africa. Destination to West Africa. Yeah. I want to go Accra. I want to go Banjul. I want to go Yaounde. I want to go Kontono. I want to go Douala. I got the countries visited at West Africa. Gambia, Ghana, Cameroon, Benin, Nigeria. All around the place where to go. Oh, destination to West Africa. Destination to West Africa. Destination to West Africa. Destination to West Africa.
That was the track Destination West Africa by Theo. Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks to Kush, Angela, and Theo for joining us on this episode. If you would like any information about the Leisure Link podcast, please contact www.clubsoda.org.uk. This has been the Joe on behalf of Club Soda saying see you on the next Leisure Link podcast.